Amazon.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. So what is your health like right now? That's the question. What kind of goals do you have? And do you have any? Because right now, did you know they're changing? The obesity rates are skyrocketing even more, even with all this education that we're out there teaching, right? Even though we know foods are, you know, making us fat, we're understanding how this whole thing works, we're still getting fatter as a nation. And the obesity rates, it's astounding. And the more I get into this, and I've been doing this for quite a while now, but the more that I do this, the more I'm leaning toward just seeing that be a big piece in people's lives that they need to take care of. Because if we lose the weight, you're going to take care of so many of the challenges that we face. I mean, you look at high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, you look at arthritis, you look at all of these things, even depression, and you can link a lot of these back to weight issues. And so many of the questions that we take here and that I get all the time and emails and all that is, it's across the board. I mean, you can imagine the kind of questions I get. Well, you hear them on the show. And I welcome all of them. But the weight issue is a big one. And a lot of times it's the root cause. But that's not even the deeper root is the reason why you put on the weight in the first place. And I think that once we start cracking into that, then that's where we're going to see a huge difference in the shift and the change in people. And you know, so many people, Dave Ramsey always says, which I really appreciate him saying this, is that even with finances, 80% of it is behavior. 20% is head knowledge. And I agree with that. And I think it's the same with our health, if not even more on the behavior side. I tend to think it's more 90% behavior, 10% what we know. So to make those changes, that's where you're going to go to the next level in your health and with your life. Resveratrol, which is found in grapes, just a little FYI tip. If you don't eat grapes, you might want to consider the dark red ones or the dark purple ones, just because the resveratrol that we find in those grapes are just phenomenal. And the antioxidant benefits of what they can do for the cardio protection, for heart health, for strokes, for cancer is amazing. So it's a little higher on the glycemic index than I prefer, but the benefits that you get out of it, if you want to do a supplement, then you might want to consider doing that. Or if you eat those kind of grapes, make sure you eat them with in smaller portions, but also with a good protein and a fat. So, for example, if you had a piece of fish, your carbohydrate could be the red grapes, and then, of course, a little bit of fat with almonds or avocado or whatever you want to do. The protein and the fat helps offset any of the blood sugar rise that would come in that. So just something to think about. Mildred, we're going to kick it off with you. How can I help?
Well, I want to thank you, first of all, your good advice. You put me to sleep every night. Sometimes I wake up and I think, damn, I didn't even hear anything he said. But I wish I would have taken your advice 3 years ago about your gluten-free, dairy-free. I had acid reflux for 10 years, and I kept listening to you. I tried it for a couple weeks. It didn't work. But the last a month and a half ago, I got so sick. Everything I ate just burned and burned and burned, and I was on the medication. I finally got off the medication. I just quit taking it. It wasn't doing any good. And I went on a gluten, dairy-free diet. It takes an act of God for me to lose an ounce. I've lost 10 pounds in a month and a half. And I have no longer got acid reflux. I don't know if I'm allergic to the gluten or the dairy. I haven't introduced myself to either one because I'm feeling so good. But that's one thing I want to thank you for. I wished I'd listened to you 3 years ago.
That's okay.
But I got osteo in my 50s and ended up having hip replacements, both done at the same time when I was 70. I'm 81 now. They've worked out wonderful. I swim a lot because I couldn't walk. I couldn't eat. So every morning I go in the golf and swim about 800 strokes every morning. Yesterday when I got back, my neighbor commented, I just got an email. There's a bull shark right on the dock, so don't go swimming. I said, I just got back. So he didn't come to visit me.
Well,
I often see dolphins right in front of me, though. So I ride my two-wheel bike, hoping I don't fall and break my hips. But my problem now is I have osteo on my shoulders. I do not want the surgery. I've heard it's a bad surgery. A lot of people don't get results. I cannot take an anti-inflammatory. My doctor said it's like putting gas on a fire, and because I have three-stage kidney disease. And so he won't give me anything. I haven't taken an aspirin. I haven't taken anything for months, but I can't sleep because my shoulders are so, I wake up, if I happen to be on my side, it's out of place. And it's very painful to get moving and try to sit up or move or turn over or anything. And I just wondered if there was a natural anti-inflammatory out there that I could take to help this problem. I'm a sun lover, but it was about 67 the last time I had it taken.
Might want to get it up to around 80, but that is not bad at all. How much are you taking a day?
I actually sit in the sun for about 15 minutes after I get done swimming, and then and I'm in Florida, by the way, so I'm 7 months. Beautiful weather down here. We haven't had any higher than 92. And that was only 2 or 3 days. It's been in the high 80s when the rest of the country is cooking. So it's just gorgeous here. I mean, it cools off. We have a shower. It cools off. The evenings are great. I don't know. Florida gets a bad rep when they say it's too hot here. It's wonderful.
It is nice.
I think I take 1,000 units a day of the vitamin D.
Vitamin D, D3. Well, that's good. I mean, it sounds like you've got a good game plan going. I would stay on top of your blood testing, you know, with your physician. They probably do it every year. I would just make sure you have set a goal to do it every 6 months minimum. And your exercise will be important, too. If you're already walking and doing that sort of thing, that's great. But consider weight training 2 to 3 days a week and get a personal trainer for about the first month so you can learn some new routines. And then, you know, after that, you can maybe get a trainer, once or twice a month. They can teach you some new routines and kind of push you along the way. I'm a big fan of that. I think it's something that everyone needs. They all need a coach. We all do. And to kind of push us along the way. But with what you've got going on with osteoporosis, that sort of thing, your vitamin D is your best weapon, and weight resistance exercise. Goat's milk yogurt is great, too, and your dark leafy greens, 2 to 3 servings a day, can add to that. And don't forget, the old school cod liver oil, you knew I was going to say that. It does work, and it is extremely helpful. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. got a question the other day. People say, what kind of personal care products do you use? And I've got to tell you that there is a great company called Farmany Ridge that uses goat's milk, that creates goat's milk soap. And, you know, of course, I'm a big goat's milk guy. I think that it's one of the best dairy products that you can put in your body, and it has an extreme amount of health benefits, from probiotics for the digestive tract, building your immune system. It's very alkaline to the body, which, of course, as you know, increases energy, and cancer really can't thrive in an alkaline environment, so it's very strong. And for babies, it's one of the best options outside of breast milk or to move into after breastfeeding, because it's the closest molecular structure to human mother's milk. It's a strong anti-inflammatory. So Farmany Ridge actually will take the soap itself and make it from fresh, raw goat's milk, and the base in it also has coconut oil. I mean, you can't get any better than that. Check out FarmanyRidge.com. And so I get multiple questions about that, and I just want to answer that. It's FarmanyRidge.com. Great folks over there, Jody and his team. They are wonderful people, and they do great work. Goat's milk soap like you will not find in the stores, and it's priced very, very well. It'll make a big difference for you and your family, especially for the little ones. So if you're dealing with any kind of skin conditions or anything like that, great stuff. At any rate, whatever you're struggling with, I want to tell you this, that there's hope. There's always hope to get your health back. And many people are losing hope today. I think in the middle of being diagnosed with 3 and 4 things, taking a bunch of different medications, wondering, I mean, can I ever get my health back? And the answer is, there are times that you can. And the one thing you don't want to lose in the middle of your struggle or in the middle of your fight is your hope. Hope is the best medicine. That and food, I think. Hope and wherever you get your hope from, you know, that is really the key ingredient. Food can be our best medicine, I guess is the best way to say it. But hope really is our best medicine at the end of the day. Something to think about. Erectile dysfunction, ED, which is a big topic with guys, and, of course, getting worse. We're hearing more and more cases of it. And one of the main reasons is because the stress levels are going up. So just understand that. But erectile dysfunction is an early sign of potential heart-related problems down the road in men with type 2 diabetes. A new study says that men with type 2 diabetes show symptoms of ED were more likely to develop heart disease, suffer from a stroke, or die from any cause compared to those without it. ED is defined as the inability to achieve or maintain performance during sexual intercourse, and the disorder is thought to affect as many as 80% of the elderly men, especially those with other chronic illnesses such as diabetes. But in this study, which is in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, researchers examined the relationship between ED and heart-related complications such as heart attack, stroke, and death in about 6,000 men. So after adjusting potential risk factors, it showed, for example, men with diabetes and ED were 19% more likely to experience a heart attack, 35% more likely to have heart disease, and 36% more likely to have a stroke or some type of event. And, of course, this was done in Scotland by the university over there. But, of course, in the middle of all this, the plaquing buildup from the atherosclerosis is a good indicator of what's going on with the ED. So something to think about. And just so you know, low testosterone levels recently have been linked to that as well. So go to your doctor along with your other tests that you're getting and make sure they check out your testosterone levels. If your testosterone is low, below 500, really below 350 is low, but if it gets low, it's something you want to consider working on. That's for sure. Kurt, you're next with us on the show, my friend. How can I help?
Well, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir.
Okay, I don't have much problem, but I... girlfriend has liver cancer.
Okay.
And the doctors have told her that it's terminal. But she doesn't really want to know how terminal it is. And she has arthritis, too, quite a bit.
Okay.
In her back and stuff. And her stomach, some days her stomach swells out like she was 10 months pregnant.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I don't know much about this, but I thought you might be able to clue me on a few things.
Yeah, that's okay. Liver cancer is no joke. And, you know, the liver is a vital organ. The good news is about the liver, is that it's the fastest regenerating organ that we have in our body. So you can give her some hope with that. You know, the timetable and is it terminal and how terminal and those sorts of things, I know you don't have all the details, so I'm just going to give you the generalities, is really hard to predict. And most doctors will do their best to give you a good roundabout. They'll give you a decent way of looking at it, but they really truly don't know. It's a waiting game. So when someone has liver cancer or any other kind of cancer that is caused to be terminal, you want to look into, all right, what can we do right now at a radical level to change her lifestyle? And so you want to ask yourself the question, what kind of foods is she eating? Is she drinking purified distilled water every single day? Is she making herself more alkaline by fruits and vegetables? And the audio CDs are Get Well University. We teach about all this. So, you know, getting her to learn and educate herself and you, if you're going to be walking with her through this, is really going to be important, because you don't want to see her not put her best foot forward in the middle of this fight. And she's in a fight. It is a battle. Liver cancer is no joke. Okay. But it also doesn't mean you need to just lay on your back and just take it. You've got to kind of step up and really make some things happen. And you can. It's never too late. Don't ever think that. Even though they've used the word terminal, do everything you can to get her mind right and to bring hope and breathe hope. Somebody has to be her cheerleader in the middle of this and bring life into her. And that might be you. So in the middle of it, just make sure that you're making good choices. There are some great things out there in dealing with cancer, some great natural alternatives that have been shown to be helpful. So you might want to do some research on that. Things like Easyac T, vitamin B17, Laetitril, and there's some different alternative therapies that aren't really looked at in the United States, but you can look at it in other areas. Mexico and Germany has some other treatments. You might want to look up some research there. And I'm not ruling out in saying that chemotherapy and all that's bad. I'm not. I'm just saying that there's a lot of things you can look at to have options for. And with there's different ways of treating liver cancer, which I'm sure they're going to give her the options of doing that. There's pretty much standards of care, but, you know, of course, there's ways to make a better lifestyle that a lot of oncologists won't teach you because they just don't know. And so that research you'll have to do on your own. But keep me posted how she's doing. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle-related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The Unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you like cow's milk, You'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, here's a theory that I've always agreed with, and I'm just glad we found it, basically in some research that's been done. But they're saying now that it's good to have pets around the home, specifically dogs, with babies. Now, there's been plenty of the argument, I guess, with mothers, with if a child's too small, don't have a dog around the house, and they hurt the baby or whatever. Now, I've always been of the persuasion, I guess, that animals are good. I think they're healthy for people. I think they breed a good environment. It creates kind of a servant's attitude, not only from the dog to you because they just love on you, but from the owner to the dog. It's something to take care of and someone to care for. And you think, well, I've got 8 kids and we don't need a dog. Well, just hear me out for a second. So the other issue is, too, when a child is small, that's when their immune system, believe it or not, is very, very strong, and it's in the developmental process. So it's kind of a big deal to let them get out, number one, and play in the dirt, which I'm a huge fan of. I mean, let them get out barefooted, right in the dirt, play around. If they eat the dirt, don't worry about it. That kind of bacteria is actually really, really good for them. It helps build a good bacteria base in the gut. Same is true with dogs. Because of some of the things that dogs carry, it can help build immune systems in the babies. So they're saying, WebMD actually said this, And they said babies in homes with dogs have fewer colds, fewer ear infections, and need fewer antibiotics in their first year of life than babies raised in pet-free homes. And this is done in Finland, but homes that with cats are healthier for babies too, but not the same as dogs. I think that's a good note. If you have a cat, that's great for you. I'm not a big cat fan. That's okay. I'm a huge dog fan. All right. The strongest effect, they say, by Dr. Bergroth, MD, in Finland, was with the dog contacts. They said, we don't really know why this is the case, but it might have something to do with the dirt brought inside by the dogs, specifically since the strongest prospective effect was seen in children living in houses where dogs spent a lot of time outside but yet came inside. So earlier studies have found that children raised on farms get asthma much less often than other kids. And some studies have found that kids in homes with dogs have fewer colds than other kids. Take a look at this situation. McGraw's team followed 400 Finnish children from their third trimester of pregnancy through the first 12 months of life. Parents filled out weekly diaries with detailed information on the child's health and whether or not there was contact with dogs or cats. Here's what they found. They had fewer respiratory infections. They had less ear infections. And they needed fewer courses of antibiotics. Well, they're saying it's not clear, but they really think that it has to do with the dirt. Now, there's a theory giving way to the microbiome hypothesis by Dr. Karen DeMuth. If this is getting too technical for you, just bear with me, okay? Karen DeMuth, MD, who's right down the road at Atlanta's Emory University, which is a fantastic teaching university for medicine. It's just amazing. So I know several of the physicians over there, and they just do such great work. So the microbiome hypothesis is that early life exposure to wide varieties of microbes lets them mix with the microbes in the gut and helps them keep the immune system from reacting against itself. So the hygiene hypothesis has indeed changed, says Dr. Anna Fishbein, who's an allergy and immunology fellow at Northwestern University and now an assistant professor at the University of Maryland. It's become more complicated, and it's no longer just getting exposed to the right number of microbes, but to good bacteria and viruses that alter the microbes in our intestines and protect us against both allergies and infections. So interestingly enough, if you're overprotecting your child, and trust me, I understand this. You want to make the environment perfect. You don't want any bacteria. You don't want them to get sick ever. We want to put them in a bubble. But dirt and some of the germs and giving them probiotics, whether it's the little powdered and liquid, you mix it in with their formula, hopefully they're breastfeeding, if you can. If you don't have the means to, I understand. But in whatever the way they're getting their milk to, use probiotics, talk to your pediatrician, of course. Have a pretty good immune system. And there's great ways to do that as parents. So having a dog, if you have one, then that's a great thing. If you don't have one and don't want one, that's cool too. Just let your kid get out in the dirt, play around more, and let them, you know, kind of waller around in it, as we say in the South. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. We'll be glad to take your email if you want to send that to me. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. And check out our wellness provider team. It's a network of healthcare providers around the country that can coach you in this lifestyle and wellness-based care, nutritional-based care that we talk about here on the show. Check out getwellproviders.com. Let's go to Veronica. We're going to kick it off. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, how are you?
I'm living well, darling. How can I help?
Okay, thanks for your show and your advice. I'm diabetic.
Sure. Okay.
I also have high blood pressure. They're not out of control. They're both under control. My problem is I have night urination. I go to the bathroom every 2 hours at night. I've been to a urologist. Nothing. They couldn't find anything out of order. And someone said, well, check your diabetes. And I'm going to see a diabetic specialist next week. But I was listening to your program one night, and I decided to call in. It breaks my rest. I don't do the same thing during the day. I go, you know, normal times during the day. But as soon as I lay down at night, I start going every 2 hours.
Okay. Now, you've been diagnosed with diabetes for how long?
Maybe 20 years now. My physician, when he put me on diabetic medication, he said he wasn't doing it because I was borderline. He wasn't doing it because I was full-fledged diabetic. He said, but because I have a family history of diabetes, and he said he wanted to catch anything early, so he started me on medication. It was about 20 years ago. And like I say this, I'm borderline. My AC1s come back within they've always come back within normal range. When I test my sugar levels, they're always okay. Sometimes they're slightly elevated, but for the most part, they're not. So it's not out of control.
So what medicine? Are you taking metformin or glucophage?
No, I'm allergic to metformin. I take glipizide.
Glipizide, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So your A1C, is it getting below 6.0?
Yes. Now, sometimes it gets to like 6.9, but it's never gone like over 6.9.
Okay. What is your blood sugar running typically?
Typically like 140, and before I eat, it's well below that. But when it's high, anywhere between 120 to 140.
Okay. Now, are you overweight?
Yes.
How much, darling?
I'm significant. I'm in the obese range.
Well, talk to me. Give me height and weight.
Oh, I don't want to do that over the phone.
Listen now, here's the deal. Number one, a man is never supposed to ask a woman how much she weighs, right? We can't do that. We just don't do that.
Okay.
But number two, I'm a doctor, and this is radio.
Yeah.
And it's just me and you.
Well, I'm 5'4", and I'm near 300 pounds.
Okay. So let me ask you this. You're urinating at night.
Yes.
And it's driving you crazy.
Well, it's breaking my sleep. I don't get a full 8 hours sleep because I'm getting up every 2 hours, and sometimes
that would drive
I fall
me crazy.
Right back to sleep again. Sometimes I'm up.
Mm-hmm. So that would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
So it's got to be driving you crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're right at 300 pounds, and here's the deal. I'll share some things with you that possibly can help. Okay. But the first thing we have to do is drop the weight. Now, I'm not saying that because you don't know that, but I'm telling you that because it's a big deal. I mean, it's a really big deal. Do you have kids? Are you married?
Not married now, and my children are adults.
Okay. But would you agree that your children want you to be healthy?
Oh, yeah. I'm working on it now. I've lost the last month, 10 pounds. I'm slowly working on it.
Okay, so 10 pounds over the last month. So you just started this kind of a new routine.
No, I've been working on it for months, but I kind of yo-yo diet. I lose the weight and then gain it back again. I lost 30 pounds at the beginning of the year, and I gained maybe 20 of that back.
Why did you gain it back?
I kind of yo-yo.
Okay, why did you gain it back?
I think because I stopped doing what I was doing. I had cut my food portions, and I was exercising more. But what happened, I got ill, and when I get ill, I just had knee surgery. A lot of my weight came on because I have a bad knee, and I just had the total knee replacement last year, and it hasn't been quite a year yet, and I couldn't walk, I couldn't swim, I couldn't do anything because I had such pain in my knee,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't get around, and I gained a lot of weight that way.
Okay. So now the knee it's been about a year, right? Close
Pretty
to
much,
a year.
Yes. And
okay.
I can now walk.
So you're now good. So why don't we do this? Because the urination with diabetes is always a complication. Okay. That's but yours is not out of control, like you're saying. So the blood sugar's not way over the top, and you know, you're in a good position. So if your knee's healthy now, then I want to hear a little bit about your diet. I want to hear how you eat. I want to hear a little bit about your overall lifestyle plan, because I'll lay some things out for you that will help you, because dealing with diabetes is a big issue, but the obesity is the big one. And if you've lost 10 pounds already in a month and you know that you can drop 30 with no problem, then to get down under 200 is not going to be an issue at all. It really isn't. So let's do that. Let's get into that in just a moment. I'm telling you, we will talk about the frequent urination because I know that's immediate and driving you crazy, but the weight is a part of that. And so we'll talk about some of the functions of the body that cause it and also some natural ways to help. So hang tight. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out online, getwellradio.com.
Do
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 and get the natural pain relief alternative.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Talking about diabetes and frequent urination that can go along with that. Veronica, we were talking about just how you've been diagnosed. Well, not technically, but they did some preventative measures by giving you medication about 20 years ago. Your family doctor did. And to keep you from going down the road of, you know, maybe where some folks had in your family. They were concerned about the family history. And so you've been dealing with diabetes, but just on the borderline, your A1C stays fairly within the normal range. And then, of course, your blood sugar between about 120, 140, something like that. Now, we were talking about weight loss because you are about 300 pounds, and we know you need to lose some weight. You've got the ability to. You've lost about 30 pounds at once, but gained it back because your knee. And knee has been an issue of why you gained a lot of the weight in the first place. But I can tell you, that's what I want to tackle real quick. So over the last few years, you gained weight. What were you, say, 10 years ago? Were you down around 150?
Yes. I would, 10 years ago, I was maybe in the 200s, maybe 230, 220. So I've always been overweight all my life. It runs in my family. But this is the highest I've ever been. But okay. 10 years ago, I was about maybe 230, 220.
So overweight has been an issue. Now, it's in your family, but it's because the family has certain habits that you've learned, not because everybody is just overweight. You realize that?
Yes.
That usually when you're overweight, okay. So undoing those is going to be, undoing those habits, which is what you're working on now, I think is what's going to be your greatest asset, better than any supplement or anything that you could take. So what do you do for breakfast, lunch, and dinner on average? Not
now,
a great day when you're eating salad.
So what I do is take a Glucerna shake every morning, usually around 8. That's what I have for breakfast every day, as a Glucerna shake.
Mm-hmm.
And then for lunch, usually I eat a sandwich, and I'm going to be honest, I do fast food, and I think if I cut that completely out, that would help. But sometimes if I'm out and about, instead of coming home to eat lunch, I'll pick up a sandwich or something. I try to do a lot of Subway, too. Like last night, I had a Subway tuna. And then for dinner, I try to have a regular dinner, meat and a vegetable. Now, the way I lost the 10 pounds is when I took V8 juice, drank it with the Glucerna, water. I drank that during the day because here where I live at is hot. So, and my appetite is not real strong, so I drink the Glucerna juice, have yogurt. I eat yogurt. I eat, like, some fruit. I like grapefruit, bananas. And that's how I lost 10 pounds. But when I'm not eating that, then I eat more bread, sandwiches, pasta.
So here's the top two things just by listening to you, without a doubt, make a huge difference. Number one is you got to cut out, I would personally, cut out all bread and grains from your diet completely, all bread, 100%. So if you go to Subway, that's fine. Just get a bunch of spinach lettuce and have them make you a salad with vegetables and maybe some grilled chicken. And that would be a great way to go to Subway. Breakfast in the morning, throw out the shake, because liquid in the morning, your body is the most important meal of the day. Your body's even though you might not be hungry, your body needs food first thing in the morning. It also helps reset hormones, and it helps with cortisol levels, which is a hormone that stores body fat and destroys muscle tissue. And it's a stress hormone that can wreak havoc on your body, and that's why breakfast is so important. So you're actually not eating enough food for your body size, believe it or not. Smaller portions, of course, but multiple feedings. So you do 3 meals a day, a couple snacks in between. That's all in my book, Empowering Your Health, and you can kind of learn about that. And there's certain foods that you should stay away from, certain ones that you should eat on a regular basis that will help the body. Now, when you're at 300 pounds, there's several factors going on. And I would get a blood test with your physician have them check two key ingredients. Number one is vitamin D, so you know what the number of your vitamin D is. That's going to be helpful for hormones and also for bone density. The other one is leptin. Leptin, it kind of shows how well your body is able to burn body fat. It's a simple blood test that your doctor can do, and it'll give some great information to give you a battle plan. Now, do you have a gym that you can go to, like any kind of YMCA or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay. Do they have the ability to get a trainer?
Not really.
Not really because you don't want to, or you feel like it will cost
too
much?
Well, that's costly, and I don't really have the
funds. Okay.
Right.
Now, some places, what kind of gym do you have that you can go to? Is it a Y?
Well, actually, like where I live at, I used to do water aerobics before I had my knee surgery. I went and did the water aerobics. Mm-hmm. And there's a track I can walk around now.
Okay, but is it a gym, though?
And I could go to the Y.
Okay, if you can go to the Y, they have programs set up that's not expensive with a personal trainer. No one likes to get one because they always tell themselves the excuse that it's going to cost too much. But here's the big part. A personal trainer is going to work your butt off, literally and figuratively, okay? They will kick your butt, and that's what you need. You need someone to do that because you can never generate at this pace, at 300 pounds, the kind of intensity that you need in a 30-minute workout to get the work done yourself. They can sometimes, and I've seen trainers that even cost less than $20 a session for a 30-minute session, and the YMCA can provide that. Tell them your situation, have them come up with a plan. To me, at this point with you, it's almost more important than going to visit your doctor. You've already got a doctor managing your medications. That's all they need to be doing. You've got to have somebody get aggressive with you. Now, for the urination thing, let me just drop this on you. Please go look into that, though. I think it's going to be one of your greatest assets. 5 days a week of working out, 3 days with a trainer, 2 to 3 days by yourself walking on the track. Here's the key. Sodium will help. I know you got to worry about blood pressure, but look at celery juice. Celery juice in the evening can help cut down on the frequent urinations. Watch out on the fruit because fruit has too much potassium. It can cause you to go too often. And those are some little tricks that can help. Keep me posted.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.